Negative thinking, especially when it comes to viewing your finances or the ability to obtain money, can have negative consequences. And today we're going to discuss how moving away from the I can't attitude and reframing it into a question of how can I mindset can alter your thinking to be more productive and positive. Hey there, I'm Shauna Lay, and this is the Budgeting Brilliance Podcast, a podcast for busy, working moms who are wondering why it doesn't feel like you have money even though you know you make a decent income. Here we're going to focus on calendar budgeting and how to dump debt. And we need to change the stigma that budgeting is all about strapping down your finances. It's not. It's a money management tool to get your life in order so you can feel free to live it. And today I'm helping you to conquer the negative thoughts and attitudes that are plaguing you from making that progress. You know what I'm talking about. You've heard it. You've said it. No, we can't afford that. Not this year. We can't afford to travel there. Man, we don't have the money to pay this bill. What? Are you crazy? We'll never have enough money to buy that. Well, I would like to, but we'll never be able to move to a place like that. Ugh, our kids will never be able to have that, or to go there, or to play that, or attend that. We could go on and on and on. But after today's chat, those words, that negative thinking, that'll become part of your past. Because nothing comes good out of focusing on the negative. And we'll go through a quick exercise together shortly so I can help prove this point to you in just a second. But first, a quick Bible verse to help solidify this topic. It's Proverbs 23:7. It says, "As he thinketh in his heart, so is he." So this means that what you're thinking, you will become. It will become you and will consume who you are. So with that in mind, let's begin thinking differently. Let's have a more positive light so things can start to turn around for us. Now, before going any further on today's podcast, I have a request. I'd like for you to pause this episode so you can write down 5 beliefs. Negative beliefs, actually, about money, your income, your future trajectory, your relationship with money, things you wish you could have, the types of life you would love to live but feel you can't. So go ahead and pause. I'll wait. Welcome back. So what type of statements did you write? Did you write things like, "I'll never be able to make that much money"? Now look at this statement and answer these questions. Is the statement strengthening me and my financial foundation? Second question, is it moving me towards the direction that I desire? And number 3, is this statement holding me back from achieving the future that I desire? Now, of course, because it was a negative thought, it is holding you back. So let's start to flip the script. No more will you think this way. Instead of saying, "I'll never be able to," which is a scarcity mindset, say, "How can I? How can I earn that much money? What can I do to achieve the role that would pay that much? What do I need to do to have more opportunities? What steps can I take to get me closer to achieving that goal? Who can help me understand the skills to get to that level?" You need to stop holding yourself back with negativity, because when you flip the script, your brain works differently. You're now challenging your brain to seek out that answer. It will work for you subconsciously in the background to try to figure it out, especially if you continue to ask this question to yourself over and over. This is an abundance mindset, one that allows you to explore more of what you desire and how it can become possible instead of immediately being shut down. Do you see the difference? I hope so, because this is really going to change the way you play the game. Saying I can't afford that doesn't open you up to contemplate possibilities. It closes the door to all ideas. Whereas how can I afford to do it allows you to become more imaginative, creative. Even if you can't answer the question today, you're not closing the door. Oh, and here's one that's common for people who's always feeling overwhelmed with debt. You ever said, we'll never be able to pay off this much debt? Instead, try this. How can we work towards paying this debt down faster? So, when you say it in this way, it puts a different spin on the conversation, right? What can we do? How can we achieve this together? What small steps can we do right now? Maybe it's sell a few things, get the momentum going. Hey, Mama, real quick, I wanted to let you know that I'm working on a tool that will completely change how you envision budgeting to be. Budgeting shouldn't take all of your time, make you feel frustrated, or leave you wondering if you can afford your bills every month. Instead, you just need a simple, intuitive tool. I actually call it a non-budgeting way to budget. It'll be coming soon in May, but until then, if you want a way for you and your husband to start getting on the same page with budgeting and where your money is going every month, and to finally have confidence in your ability to manage your family's finances, then download my free calendar budgeting starter kit. It will set the groundwork for budgeting the right way and will prepare you for phase two that's coming soon. Back to the show. An abundance mindset helps you to take steps to improve your situation. It helps you to reframe what used to be limiting because you closed yourself off to any exploration of what could be possible by just saying, I can't. And this helps it turn into an opportunity for growth, for finding ways to achieve your goal, despite any perceived obstacles. Here's another one. I can't afford to buy that purse or outfit, whatever it is. When you reframe it to, how can I afford to buy that purse or outfit? You can start exploring ideas in your mind. So first, how much is it? Do I need to have it by a certain date? Maybe there's a holiday coming up, Mother's Day, my birthday. Can I wait until Christmas? Let's say whatever it is costs $200. If you break it down, well, that's really only $25 a week for 2 months. What else am I spending $25 a week on? Can I wait and continue to use that money and set it aside to save? So you see, by taking a slight mental shift, instead of saying, I can't, I won't, it'll never, and you say, how can it be possible? You take that negative thought that keeps you feeling defeated and depressed and turns it into possibilities. So continue to do this with the rest of the items that you wrote down. And whenever you catch yourself saying negative phrases, even if it isn't about money per se, this can work in all aspects of your life. Now, I'd like to share a note from the book Awaken the Giant Within by Tony Robbins. It says, changing what something means will change the decisions that you make. Remember, nothing in life has meaning except the meaning that you give it. So make sure you consciously choose the meanings that you are most aligned with, the destiny you've chosen for yourself. So you see, if you want to be negative, then continue speaking negatively. But I know that you listened to today's podcast because you truly desire to make more positive changes. And if you want to harness that ability, know that it lies within you and how you choose to speak. So learn to choose the words that empower and drive you in the direction you want to go, because you deserve it, your family deserves it, and even your community around you deserves to have the best of you and what you have to offer it. Now, today's money mantra says, and repeat this, I will continue to flip the script on negative thinking. And embrace an abundance mindset to attract prosperity and opportunities into my life. So I hope today's message helped to open your eyes as to how you can quickly and easily improve your financial outlook just by the messages you give yourself. And if you haven't downloaded the free Calendar Budgeting Starter Kit, you're really missing out on the easiest way and the most intuitive way to manage your money. So please go out and check the show notes for the link. And until next time, take care.